My name is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. From August 23rd to September 6th, Toronto Metropolitan University held a free market. All items at the market were donated and cost the students $0.00 to walk away with any of the items. This is a relatively recent event at TMU, being only 1 year old and it being the third free market. Sharmela Raj is the sustainability manager at TMU and a driving force behind the event. With the event starting last year, Raj has been using it to promote sustainability while keeping students' bank accounts above the negatives. We spoke to Raj on the second to last day of the event. She says that it has been wildly successful, with hundreds of students arriving each day to score free appliances and office supplies.
Yeah, so my name is Sharmila Raj. I am the sustainability manager with the sustainability office, a part of facilities management and development here at TMU.
So over the last few weeks, there's been the TMU's free store where a bunch of items have been donated and students can come by and get these items for free. How long has this event been going on for?
So it's a fairly, recent event. We held our first free store last year in orientation 2022, and it was very, very successful. And then we held another one during Frost Week of January 2022. And then this is the third time that we are offering it up to students. And it's still going on. The last day of our free store is September 7th, so tomorrow.
So how often do these happen? Because so far it seems to be at the beginning of every semester.
Yes. So right now the free store is running as a pop-up. So we offer it at the beginning of every fall and winter term to really support our incoming and arriving students. So oftentimes that's, you know, when they're first coming to campus for the first time, they're setting up their home away from homes, getting introduced to independent living for the first time. So we set it up during those times that they can really get access to the things that they need for that productive study and work term ahead, and also help them at the same time to reduce their environmental impact. So students can really get access to anything for free, from housewares to home decor to books to office supplies, school supplies. They can pick up, you know, all the way from a microwave to heat up their meals to a Darth Vader alarm clock that's going to wake them up for classes the next day. So it's been a really great initiative to be able to ensure that students can get the things that they need for that productive work and study term.
So how did this event come to be?
Yeah, so the free store actually evolved from an initiative called an Eco Move Out program, which is also run by the sustainability office. And that we've been running since 2018. For the Eco Move Out program, that's when, you know, hundreds of students are, you know, leaving residence, they're leaving the city, they're moving out of their residence, and they can't take certain things with them, so they have a surplus amount of items. So we would encourage them to donate them or share them or swap them with their peers. So initially we would take those donations and we would give them to local charities, external charities, but then it became apparent that the belongings donated by those outgoing students were most needed and best suited to our incoming student community. With the support of TMU's facilities team, we were able to secure space for our first pop-up to collect and redistribute those end-of-term donations. So that's really how the free store came to be.
You said that for the first year of it was successful. So how many students came by?
Yes, I do know. I have that very exact number. So we don't have any updated statistics for this year, but for last year, we had almost 4,200 students walk through the free store, which is a huge number of students. And I'm finding just by my observation that I feel like that number has grown this year as well.
What makes it so enticing for level of students to come?
I mean, I think this goes back to my point about, you know, this is oftentimes the first time that they are being introduced to that independent living. And the cost of living right now in Toronto also is quite high, right? And so having an avenue where they're able to get access to the things that they need could alleviate some of that financial burden that I think many students are facing right now, and also allow them to focus on their work and their study and well-being. So I think that's why it's quite attractive to students. And one of the things that we also want students to walk away with is this, you know, mind shift, sort of moving away from that throwaway culture and understanding that, you know, the newer, the shinier, the bigger is not always the better. And so moving towards reuse and really creating a really strong culture at our campus of reuse and sharing is what we are really trying to walk away from with the Free Store. And I think a lot of students are really love that idea of being a part of that sharing community.
How busy was it on the first day of this year's open market?
It was extremely busy. It was very, very busy. We actually have a video of the lineup that went really just down the hall and wrapped around the whole corridor of students just waiting to get into the Free Store. So this year we learned from last year and we gave out tickets so students wouldn't have to wait in line. We would just give them a time slot that they could come back to.
So how many tickets did you give out on that first day?
I'm not entirely sure about that number.
All these items in this pop-up have been donated by students. So when do the donations start?
So actually, the donations are from our students, but they're also from our greater TMU community. So from our faculty and from our staff, sometimes from our alumni, really anybody can donate to the Free Store. It's not just limited to our students. Although the Eco Move Out initial donation drive that happens every April does give us quite a bit of our donations. We do supplement that throughout the year with donation drives. So we announce them on our website, and we will usually put out a social media post letting folks know that they can donate to the Free Store, and we have, you know, these 2 weeks set aside for the donation drive.
So you said that's mostly, you know, people who are related to the university. Is it possible for other people who aren't to donate their items?
Yes, we have had some people who are outside of our institution that, you know, they've had a friend that was a staff member at our institution and that told them about the donation drive, and they've dropped off items as well. So we are definitely accepting donations from anybody who wants to donate, and we're very, very appreciative of all of the donations that we do receive. And most of them are typically, like, you know, smaller appliances, things like that, for, you know, school supplies, things that are going to help students get ready for that productive work, study, leisure term.
So when I came into the pop-up in the room, what I noticed was that the entire room felt almost very, I guess, picked clean. How fast do some of these items go?
So we restock every day, believe it or not. We've actually staggered our donations throughout the 2 weeks so that we can ensure that all students have access or opportunity to come to our Free Store and get access to those items. But they do go fairly quickly. We do also have a 2-item limit as well to also ensure that as many students can have access to the Free Store. Towards the end of the day, it does look very picked through. We have quite a bit of students who come through, and, you know, those high value items, especially the moment we put them down, a student will pick them up. So it does, items do go fairly quickly, but we do ensure that we're sort of evenly distributing them throughout the 2 weeks. So if you weren't able to come on the first day, that's not a problem. You'll still have opportunity throughout the rest of the week.
So when I went, there was what I can only describe as a full kitchen table with chairs, and that was already taken. So what were some of the other, I guess, big ticket items taken throughout the 2 weeks?
Yeah, so we had, you know, our high value items do depend on the donations that we receive, but we have had, you know, a 40-inch flat screen TV. We've had a mini fridge, a couple of mini fridges actually, some microwaves, those go pretty quickly. We've had a drafting table. We've had, you know, a high-end coffee maker, a popcorn machine. We've had an iPad. In the past, not this Free Store, the first Free Store, we had an iPad. So we do get some high-value items.
Who is this market available for?
So it is available for, it's open to all TMU students to support them during their work and study term. And to, again, you know, what we are trying to do is really disrupt that throwaway culture and contribute to more of a circular sharing economy on our campus. So it's open to our students.
So this first semester, it's been going on for the last couple of weeks. So how long do these markets typically open for?
So they're typically open for 2 weeks. Our fall free store that we're currently in, it opens, this year it opened the second day of orientation week, and it runs until tomorrow, September 7th. So we typically do 2 weeks. And then that does also depend on while supplies last. But we've been getting regular donations every day, so we've been able to restock and be able to do the full two-week period. But when we do run it, it is typically for 2 weeks.
Has there ever been a moment where you thought you might have had to close the market early just because all of your items were kind of picked clean?
I wouldn't say so, no. I mean, this is the third time we're running it, and I don't think that we've ever run into that issue. I would say towards the end of the day, each day, it does get quite picked over, but, you know, we do have quite a bit of items. I would say the higher value items, they do go quicker. Some of the, you know, the office supplies, folders, binders, things like that, we have a lot of them. And so students can still get access to those items. But I would say at the end of each day, we do feel like we need to restock or we don't have enough for that end of day, but we quickly restock, and it's a fresh day the next day with all kinds of new treasures.
Before we wrap up, when can, I guess, if people kind of missed out on this fall's pop-up market, when can they expect or possibly expect the winter market?
So that will be during Frost Week, and I'm not entirely sure what those days are, what the exact two-week frame period of the first day of school is. I should know this by now, what that first day is, but it will be the 2 weeks of Frost Week.
So that's all of my questions. Do you have any final comments you would like to leave off on?
I think we've covered a lot of it. I think just sort of like to hone in on that last point, I would say what we really want to do in addition to providing equitable access for students to get the things that they need and set them up for success, I think what's really important about the free store is that community connection that we're creating here on campus. And we want people to start rethinking their consumer habits. So any student who takes something home from the free store has found value in a previously owned item. And the cultural shift away from that, you know, again, newer, bigger, shinier, towards reuse and renewal is a key step towards sustainable living. So I think that that's a really important message for the free store.